Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos. So we're on page Yud Zayin, and he's going through the table of contents, and he says it. Achakach shotatni b'dayti. I thought about it. Our obligation, la'echad ha'miti min agdula b'armemos, to the responsibility we have. The responsibility we have to think about Godless Hashem. And I said we don't even know what to think about. But Judas, if we would say Psukkah de Zimra a little slower, and if we would say Tehillim every day, just a couple of prakim, and we would learn it with the Mefarshim, and really Psukkah de Zimra, we would start developing a hergish for all the things Hashem does and and how He runs everything, and really just the idea of the enormity of the universe and our puniness. So that's beyond Shara. I mean, you have Shara Yichud and Shara Bechina, and this is another aspect, and this aspect results in your kniya, in your feeling a humility and a humbleness and a bittul. Really the word we want is bittul, feeling a bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll feel like Chavis Halvavos uses very usually almost everything the Chavis Halvavos says we found over the last few years is very modern and up to date. This is maybe the one exception, except maybe it's not really an exception, but it's an exception vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to feel that you're totally unimportant, that you, in comparison to Hashem, that you're botel, you're a non-entity. We got Lagabi Hashem, you're a non-entity. And therefore, you will, let's take the usual understanding of the word Anova, which is a Ben Adam HaChavero thing, not the Chavis Halvavos' world, it's a Ben Adam HaMokom thing. But if you think about it, when a person is tempted to disobey, or a person is tempted to be a balgaiva over his fellow man, so he has the right attitude vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he feels like he's only a figment of Hashem's imagination, and he really doesn't deserve to exist, and there's nothing he can do without Hashem really doing it. You're not really doing anything. Like I told you tonight, right? It's not you, it's not this one, it's Hashem's doing it. So then you feel like you're going to be a balgaiva over someone else. Like, but what are you going to be a balgaiva about? You know how to do X, Y, Z, and the other guy doesn't. It's not really you that knows how to do X, Y, Z, it's Hashem. And everything's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you contemplate Hashem's godless, and he says in Shar HaKniya what to think about, it's still not enough, because he just gives you Rashi Prakim, but yet you have to think about Hashem does this and Hashem takes care of this, and if you get a picture of the enormity in Shar HaBechina, it's really close to being like Shar HaBechina, except there's a different focus and a different point. In Shar HaBechina, you're acquiring an understanding of the nature of Hashem, of the nature of how Hashem is manhig and what Hashem does, and that He's a Rahman, and that He's organized, and that He's smart, and that He's Mesudar. You know, you get an appreciation, and He's an Erech Hapayim. You see that in the Bria. You're supposed to be able to see it in the Bria. Here we're focused on one thing only, and that's L'cha Hashem HaGadula V'Gvura V'Teferes V'Netzach V'Yahod. Like, wow. So then you feel your kniya. L'chein nisbach l'kach ha-kniya l'fon ha-fishu ro'ilo. So you're going to be as humble as you bittul. It's really more than humbleness. It's a bittul to Hashem that you feel like nothing. L'fika chavati yis ha-kniya yisoy shishi l'kama mechavis al-bobus. He goes further, the chain. Kasher hischakesi, when I realized and I sat on, I contemplated, I thought about it. Al mashayera l'vayodam, according to the Chagilah, he's going to talk now about Shar HaTeshuva. And it's very interesting that he considers Teshuva a Chagilah Halvavos. It's not like what you're doing or what you're not doing. It's a change in attitude. And look how he describes it here in his Hakdama. He says, when I thought about how people will always not live up to their obligations. They won't. That's the human condition. They won't live up to their obligations. They'll forget. They will be careless. Even just the lack of fulfilling your obligation in Avodas Hashem, not even an Aveira per se, but just the lack in being an Oved Hashem. Okay, what is an Oved Hashem? That everything you do, you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. That would be the perfect Oved, would be that every single action he took, indeed, he's convinced and he's sure and he's doing it for the reason that it's Ratzon Hashem. So if you chaser at that, which most people are, very often takanosom to'usom, the way to fix up mistakes he's making, or carelessness, or just lack of appreciation for the necessity for being Oved Hashem, he had tshuva. So that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is to regroup. Tshuva is to regroup, to re-realize, to get back to your basic values and take it from there. So it's an attitudinal thing. It's a chavis halavus. It's to get back to the original attitudes towards avodas Hashem.
Did we say earlier that each step is a natural outgrowth of the previous step?
I said that. Not a natural outgrowth necessarily. It's the next logical thing to write about.
Right.
So when he
I gotta understand why. He finished writing.
Not necessarily of Kniya. He finished writing really about man's obligations, because he wrote about Shara Hayichud Shara Bechina. That's your most basic obligation. Then Shara Avodas HaMelkim is really the whole spectrum of mitzvahs and aveiros. Shara HaBitochon, he said, flows from Avodas HaMelkim, because it doesn't really flow from Avodas HaMelkim. Because after you've developed this sense of who Hashem is and what Hashem is, it's only natural that you will develop your avoda of relying on him. Because in Avodas' world, bitachon, well, in everybody's world, really, I hope, but sometimes people don't. Bitachon is also an avoda. It's avoda salokim. It's a mitzvah. You're supposed to have bitachon. You're supposed to rely on Hashem for everything. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to rely on this, that, or the other thing. You're supposed to rely on Hashem. So it's an avoda. It's like a workshop. You have to work at it. It's not like. Okay, I hope Hashem will. I think Hashem will do what I want, or I hope he'll do what I want. Even it's you have to train yourself to rely on Hashem, not to rely on whatever it is that we rely on. So that's a natural next step after Avodas HaLokim. Then he says, well, once this is all put together, you do Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Like that's already a step up. You're ready now. You are now. In other words, if I said that each one is a direct outgrowth from the one before it, then I said something wrong. It's a natural outgrowth from everything that came before it. It's the natural next thing. So then would come Shar Yichud HaMaisa, and then you'll always Kniya, and then you'll always mess up, so it's at Shuva. Then he says, so that's why that's seven. Gam kasher his chateisi al hasagas hamitus chavosenu l'shem yisadiv yisrom amen hamitus hadigla nesbunius. After the person realizes his obligations towards Hashem and he's done tshuva, like he realizes where he's messed up and where his weaknesses are and where his strengths are, and right, he's back on track. Yodati, I realize, well, you're talking to one who came out today, I see his cheshbon and nafshenu al kach l'shem uledaktik olam. That's Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. According to the Chavis HaLov, Cheshbon HaNefesh is not to think what you did wrong that day. That's part of Shar HaTshuva. That's not Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh is to double check yourself if you're doing what you're supposed to do. It's not a tshuva oriented thing. When we think of Cheshbon HaNefesh, what did I do wrong today? Okay, what did I do wrong today? Let me make a Cheshbon. His Cheshbon HaNefesh is to be to make a cheshbon if you're indeed Hashem's servant, if you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, if you're thinking everything, if you're doing the chagas halavos that came up till now, right? Shlo yitoch lelonu kiyam agadei asiyas cheshbon im nafshenu. Not what did I do wrong, but to, like, he has a list of 30 cheshbonos you should be making. In Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh, he gives you 30 things. It's really in examining your relationship with Hashem. You know, that's what we would say in the modern lingo. That's what we would say. It's, he gives you 30. It's really endless. But that's what, you know, it's, you know what we, yeah, oh, yeah. It's contemplating your relationship with Hashem, making a cheshbon, and he has 30 things. And each one is a long paragraph. Yeah, number 11. To think about your history. To think about what Hashem, you know, what you were like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It may be a subtle difference, because it's quite, you're going to make a cheshbon hanefesh what you're doing wrong, how you're messing up. But I see in the Chavis HaLevis' words, it's not focused on hate. You're not making a cheshbon hanefesh, what did I do wrong today? You're making a cheshbon hanefesh, what indeed are my obligations to Hashem, and how did I do them today? How did I... To think about all of these obligations and to match up if you're doing it. It's not like you, okay, I messed up, what did I do wrong? It's you're contemplating your relationship with Hashem and you're matching up what you were supposed to be doing. Am I indeed fulfilling all of my obligations to Hashem? It's a more positive type of thought. Okay, we'll stop here. I say